Chapter 8 is entitled The Family of the Tathagatas. That is to say, the family of the Buddhas. And first of all, in reply to a question by Manjushri, Vimalakirti explains how the Bodhisattva follows the way to attain the qualities of the Buddha. And Vimalakirti's reply is highly paradoxical. Vimalakirti himself then asks Manjushri, what is the family of the Tathagata? Or what is meant by the expression, family of the Tathagata? And Manjushri too replies to Vimalakirti's question in a highly paradoxical fashion. And this reply of his is applauded by Mahakashyapa. A bodhisattva called Salabha Rupa Sangdarshana then intervenes. His name means, by the way, universal manifestation. And he asks Vimalakirti a question. In fact, he asks him a whole series of questions. He asks, or he says, householder, where are your father and mother, your children, your wife? Because don't forget, Vimalakirti is lying there on his couch and nobody else can be seen. Your servants, your maids, your labourers, and your attendants. Where are your friends, your relatives, and your kinsmen? Where are your servants, your horses, your elephants, your chariots, your bodyguards, and your bearers? This, as those of you who have been to India will appreciate, is a typically Indian inquiry. And Vimalakirti replies in a long series of very beautiful verses. And these verses make up the longest verse passage in the whole of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha. They last until the end of the chapter. I'm going to read the first 12 verses just to give you a taste of the whole series. Vimalakirti says, of the true bodhisattvas, the mother is the transcendence of wisdom. The father is the skill in liberative technique. The leaders, that is to say the Buddhas themselves, the leaders are born of such parents. Their wife is the joy in the Dharma. Love and compassion are their daughters. The Dharma and the truth are their sons. And their home is deep thought on the meaning of voidness. All the passions are their disciples, controlled at will. Their friends are the aids to enlightenment. Thereby they realize supreme enlightenment. Their companions, ever with them, are the six transcendences. Their consorts are the means of unification. Their music is the teaching of the Dharma. The incantations make their garden, which bloom with the flowers of the factors of enlightenment, with trees of the great wealth of the Dharma, and fruits of the gnosis of liberation. Their pool consists of the eight liberations, filled with the water of concentration, covered with the lotuses of the seven purities. Who bathes therein becomes immaculate. Their bearers are the six supernologies. Their vehicle is the unexcelled Mahayana. Their driver is the spirit of enlightenment. On their path is the eightfold peace. Their ornaments are the auspicious signs and the 80 marks. Their garland is virtuous aspiration, and their clothing is good conscience and consideration. Their wealth is the holy Dharma, and their business is teaching. Their great income is pure practice, and it is dedicated to supreme enlightenment. Their bed consists of the four contemplations, and its spread is the pure livelihood. and their awakening consists of gnosis, which is constant learning and meditation. Their food is the ambrosia of the teachings, and their drink is the juice of liberation. Their bath is pure aspiration, and morality their unguent and perfume. Having conquered the enemy passions, they are the invincible heroes. Having subdued the four Maras, they raise their standard on the field of enlightenment.